Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
And I thought about how wounds happen with respect to our bodies. Now, we all know what a wound is. Let's suppose you puncture yourself real good, and there's a wound and it bleeds. But how do you deal with that? In the first place, the body has a built-in mechanism to fight against anything that would enter through that. There are germs we are well aware of that want to get in and take hold and find a home. Okay? Think about what's happening there. God has built in a system that fights against that. But if that wound is not dealt with correctly, even if it is, there can be a battle. But if that wound is not dealt with correctly, what happens? It gets, infected is the basic word. And what does that mean? That means there are living organisms that are dangerous to our health, that are able to get inside our bodies, and not only do they get in there, they start to colonize, to multiply, and create a colony that defends itself against what the body would do to get rid of it. And there it is. And it's affecting us. And those germs, whatever you want to call them, bacteria, where do they get their sustenance from? What do they eat? Every living thing has to eat something. They're eating us. They're eating the wounded flesh. And they sit there and they feed on that. And there we are. And what happens if you don't deal with that? Doesn't get better, does it? It sits there and it poisons us. And it just grows and it feeds on us. And how much is that like what happens in our spirits when there are wounds that happen in our lives? I mean, it could be as simple as they don't like me, or something bad has happened, or I just suffered a terrible traumatic loss. Somebody betrayed me, and I just feel so hurt. This happened, and I just can't let it go. What's going on? Do you see the parallel? Because what happens if you allow something to germs to get in and colonize, and then you just put a bandage on it and try to go on and pretend that it's okay? It doesn't work, does it? This body needs to be whole and healed in order to function the way God intended it. But it's the same is true in our spiritual lives. So what does the germ correspond to when we think about our lives? And I know one way to look at it is simply this. Well, let me back up and say, when something bad happens, when something traumatic happens in our lives, we naturally, like Paul, we want to know why. Why did that happen? Why did God let that happen? Why is this? Why is that? Well, there's somebody out there who hates you and me, who wants to take advantage of what happened and explain it to us. But his explanations are lies. And Satan will plant his germs, his lies, in that wound. And if we don't recognize what that is, it sits there, it festers, it grows. Because what's happening is this. We can talk about, all right, in the moment, I need to recognize that God loves me and when stuff happens, he wants me to react out of the new nature and not the old. But what about the stuff that's already happened? How did we react then? Did we cooperate with the old nature and listen to the lies? I'll tell you, that's a lot to think about, isn't it? How does Satan get strongholds in a life? God allows something to happen. He allows life to happen. If you're expecting a sweet, perfect life where everything suits you, makes you feel good, you're on the wrong planet. It doesn't happen that way here. And stuff is going to happen. And God lets it happen because he is, this world, like we said many times, is temporary. God is building a family, preparing it for the future. But part of that preparation is us facing life here and learning to draw upon his resources and agree with him. In everything that happens, Satan is also at work. And if we listen to our old nature and cooperate with it, his lies will get planted in there just like germs. And if they're never dealt with, they fester. And we live as sick, wounded individuals, feeling sorry for ourselves. Oh, poor me. I mean, you could run the gamut of all the lies. That happened because I'm no good. Nobody likes me. You go on and on and on with Satan's explanations of stuff that happens in our lives. But do you see the problem? What do you do to heal a wound? Well, obviously you've got to deal with the germs. You've got to put something on there that is antiseptic, because otherwise it'll go septic sooner or later. There are compounds that absolutely kill those germs, and we've got to take advantage of that if we're going to ever get well. That wound has got to be cleaned out and apply, and all that antiseptic has got to be applied to it somehow, one way or another. There's got to be something put in there that is against it. What's the antiseptic to Satan's lies? God's truth. This is what God is wanting to bring us to when stuff happens. Satan will lie to us about it, explain it, and we'll listen because it agrees with our old nature, the selfish. But what God wants to do is plant his word so that we agree with him. And we stand upon that. And the more we do, we can absolutely put that thing down and deal with it and apply it. Every time that germ rises up to say, no, it's this way, we can say, no, God says this, God says that. And God has to heal those areas. You can obviously unpack that a whole lot, but I think you get the point, because we've talked a lot about this, and this course has obviously dealt with that. But you know, as I was thinking about this, healing is not some, I did the right thing, it's gone. It's a process. We have to deal with the infection, and we have to cover it over, and we have to drink in good nutrients, and the body is equipped to heal that, isn't it? Do you think just maybe the spiritual life that we have is capable of healing wounds, the wounds of life? Does it have in it what we need to be made whole? But I think sometimes we're almost led to believe that, okay, something bad happened, you need to be healed, come down to the altar, we'll pray for you, and boom, it'll be gone. Well, I know God has met people in various ways over the years, but that's not typically how it works. It takes time. It takes honest recognition of the need. It takes dealing with it with truth, and oftentimes that does take time, because that lie, if that lie has lived there long enough, It doesn't just go away because you say, oh, I don't believe that anymore. We're going to constantly have to face that lie every time it asserts itself, and we're going to have to learn to stand on truth, and the more we do, the more the healing will happen. Amen. You see what's going on there? So when Paul talks about forgetting what is behind, he's not talking about just, boom, it's gone, I don't think about it anymore. I believe there are many times when Paul got up in the morning, he was still dealing with stuff that happened. But he dealt with it exactly like we're talking about. He asserted, he stood upon the truth, and he recognized Satan's lies. I mean, where did he get the information that he gives us, the wisdom that he gives us in Ephesians 6 about the warfare? You think warfare is just a boom, the war is over. Sometimes there are battles that go on. So Paul's living in the moment was not always, man, things are great outwardly, you know, the way we think of great. Many times he was in the middle of a battle and there were things that had happened and he was having to say, Lord, I need your healing touch. I need you to strengthen me. I need you to help me. Help me to lay hold. Give me the word that I need right now to face that lie. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because there are very specific lies that the enemy has used that are those infectious germs that get in. And especially if you're dealing with something that has been there for years and years and years. God wants to absolutely deliver and heal his people. But that doesn't mean it's just going to happen this. I mean, we could be in the middle of, I'm living in the moment, but now the Lord has shown me a need and we're going to start healing that. We're going to start dealing with it. So this forgetting, I looked it up and it's interesting. This is another one of those verbs that's built on a passive sense. In other words, I'm allowing something to happen to me. I wonder how many times it's like we see the Christian life as, I'm hanging on, Lord. I'm hanging on. I'm hoping for the best. I'm just hanging on with all I got. And that's not, is that what the Christian life is meant to be? Or is it, I surrender. I don't trust in my own power. I don't have what it takes. But Lord, I am open-handedly surrendered. I'm looking to you. And I know this healing that has to take place is something only you can do. Only your truth, the strength of your spirit can guide me through this, because your life has the power in it to heal every wound. Does it? Now, there are effects that experiences of life have on us, just as they did with Paul. They made him stronger in certain areas. They made him learn things about himself, and he learned to trust God in different ways. He grew spiritually. So it's not like I'm going to forget all that, start over. It's not that. It's the effect, the poisonous effect of Satan's lies about the thing that happened in the past is what I am releasing.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.